All right, and now we'll go back to B. The demonstrative pronouns. Now, we've had personal pronouns, which are like him, her, it. In chapter 15, we're getting relative pronouns like who, which, that, whom. These are demonstrative pronouns. They demonstrate something such as this one, those people over there, that guy. When you're pointing with your finger, that's what a demonstrative pronoun is. Now let's take a look at the formation of demonstrative pronouns, and I'd like you to look at echinus, first of all, which is B. First of all, I'd like you to notice that with echinus, haven't we had the word echai, meaning there? Have we had that? Okay, well, this is a pronoun related to that. That is to say, that thing over there. Now, you'll notice that it declines out exactly like autos. Just like autos. Look at the neuter singular. Ekaino. Just like auto. So it goes just like autos. Feminine takes the eta pattern, not the alpha pattern. Of a little more complexity is number one, houtos, houtos. With houtos, this one goes like the article. Now, why do I say it goes like the article? Because the masculine and feminine singular don't have a tau in the front. They have a rough breathing mark. Houtos, ha. Hey, haute, hey. Look at the plurals. Hutoi, like our article hoi. Hautai, like our article hi. And what about the neuter? Ta, tau, sorry, tu, ta, aw, just like the article ta, and tau, ta, like the article ta. So, put this down in the margin of your book for reference. It's also mentioned in there. But I think this is valuable. That houtos goes like the article, and echinus goes like autos. And remember what I'm basically referring to is that the masculines and feminines in the nominative don't have a tau at the beginning, just like the article doesn't. They have a vowel and a rough breathing mark.
What is
the kind of? The what? Yeah, oh, it goes like autos, the personal pronoun. Autos, you know, him, her. Okay. From chapter 10. From chapter 10. Now, there's one other little nifty thing about houtos. And you can see it if you contrast the masculine singular and the feminine singular. When the final vowel in the ending is an omicron, like this, then the diphthong here in the middle or at the beginning will be oo. But when the ending is an eta or an alpha, then the diphthong is with an alpha. So, houtos tu, haute tautes. Now you can see that this is a rule by letters and not by gender if you look at the neuter. Look at the neuter plural nominative. The ending is an alpha, and it's tau-ta, not tu-ta. See? So this goes by the letters in the end. The eta attracts an alpha here, and an omicron or an omega attracts an omicron. So if you look down the masculine column, They're all oo. If you look down the feminine column, they're all alpha, except the genitive plural. Why? Because the ending's own, and that attracts two-tone. And then in the neuters, the nominative and accusative plural have alphas, and therefore they have ow. All right, now, one last thing. We'll take our break. And that is the syntax. Turn the page to page 94, please. This is one thing that is really different between English and Greek. I'm going to put it up over here on this board. If I say this disciple, I do not do the following. I do not do it literally the way we would do it in English, this disciple. I have to use the article also. As my teacher used to say, before you could be more specific to say this one, you had to say at least there was the disciple. And they both go together. It is amazing how rigorous Greek is about this. Houtos ha kurios, this Lord. Houtos ha oikos, this house. Houtos ha nomos, this law. We never put the in there. We would never say this the law or this the house. Greek always puts that in there. Now, it is possible to switch, and you notice here, this is the second important point, is that an attributive or predicate position, Russ, the houtos? It's in predicate position, oddly enough, isn't it? It's not ha houtos mathetes, the this one, it's this the one. Now, because it's in predicate position, that means that you could also put it here as well, which is also predicate position because it's not after the article directly. That also means this disciple. Is there a difference between the two? This order reflects Hebrew. So you have the earth, the or the land, the this one. Right. So this is considered to be a secondary Semitism, namely the putting of houtos after the noun, still predicate position, putting of houtos after the noun rather than in front. This is the way Hebrew speakers would be more comfortable. This is the way a native speaker would be more comfortable. A native speaker of Greek. Houtos. But in both cases, they've got the article. Both cases, and it's in predicate position, okay? Question. Not until Samuel says, are there any exceptions to this?
What, to the Greek and the Hebrew?
To the fact, no, to the fact that they'll always use the article. You're right. And it only occurs about three times in the New Testament. And it's very interesting. It generally occurs in Luke and Acts. And every time it occurs, two things happen. Number one, there are variant readings that put it in, you know, of the other manuscripts. And number two, it always causes interpretive problems because it is not a normal way that you would do it. But there was one place in Acts and one place in Luke I know of, and I think there's maybe another one.